Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. Tonight we begin the 8th bracha of the Amida. And that bracha, of course, is the bracha of Rifa'inu Hashem B'nei Rafei, a bracha that many relate to, identify with, hopefully not, but almost all know someone whom they desperately are davening for. And of the brachos, we should have kavana for all. And the first three are critically important. But this bracha speaks to so many because we relate to needing to submit to Hashem for refuah, for healing, and for good health. It's not a coincidence that it is the 8th bracha of the Amidah. As we've seen with each of the brachas, it corresponds or correlates with the number that it is. So the Torah writes in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, Uma Roi Loma Refuah B'Shminis. Why is it that the bracha of health and healing is the 8th bracha? Omar Biacha quotes the Gemara Megillah, Mitoch Shenitna Mila B'Shminis V'Tzricha Refuah Kavua B'Shminis. Because bris milah, circumcision, is something a baby needs to heal from. And therefore, and the bris milah happens on the 8th day. So we made the 8th bracha, the bracha of healing. V'gam kedei lomar ge'ula b'shvius, shinu seder ha'pasuk, sh'ro'i lomar refuah ben tzricha le'ge'ula. We already mentioned when we looked at the 7th bracha of Re'evan Yenu, that really what should have been refuah should come after slicha. We put geula, personal redemption, salvation, as the 7th bracha, the bracha of Re'evan Yenu. So that ended up pushing off Rifa'inu to be the 8th bracha. The Torah says, there are 27 words, because there are 27 verses in the parsha that deals with Mila. So there are no coincidences. It's the 8th bracha, 27 words, because Mila is on the 8th day, and Mila requires recovery and healing. What is the historical background? The Shibolei Aleket has been quoting the Medrash, telling us each of the brachas that Anshei Knesset HaGedola established as our Amida, the universal needs, universal hopes, universal aspirations, the universal dreams and requests we offer, all correspond with a historical precedent. What's the historical precedent of davening for Rifa'inu? So the Medrash tells us that Hashem commanded Avram to circumcise himself. How old was he at the time? 99 years old. Not a young man. I don't know if his hand shook or didn't shake, and he did the circumcision on himself. A lot of impressive parts of this story. So he was 99 years old and apparently a steady enough hand to give himself a bris milah. Hashem came to visit Avram on the 3rd day. And on that 3rd day when he visited, the Malach Rifal came to heal Avram. And after Avram recuperated, after he recovered, the angels, the Malachim, recited this bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, harofei cholei amo Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is incredible, a 99-year-old. A 99-year-old undergoes surgery with no anesthesia that he did on himself, and he recuperated, and he recovered. Wow! The Malachim proclaimed, wow! That's incredible. Hashem has an amazing, amazing ability to be able to heal, and therefore we turn and establish that into a tefillah to turn and to heal. Rifa'inu Hashem, heal us Hashem, and v'nei rafei. Hoshienu, save us, and v'nei vashea, will be saved. It's a clumsy expression, sort of a peculiar expression. Of course, if He heals us, we'll be healed. Of course, if He saves us, we'll be saved. So it seems redundant or repetitive. What exactly are we saying in this opening expression? Moreover, where does it come from? So this, anyone know where it comes from in Tanakh? Yirmiyahu Anavi. Yirmiyahu Anavi, Jeremiah the prophet, he says it a little bit differently. In the bracha, it appears in the plural, Rifa'inu, Hashem b'nei Rafei, whereas Yirmiyahu recited it in the singular because he was turning to Hashem and asking for himself, heal me, Hashem, so I can be healed. Save me and I will be saved. What did Yirmiyahu, what was he suffering from? Gout? High blood pressure? High sugars? Heart disease? What was he suffering from? Maybe all those things too. Was he Ashkenazi or Sephardi? I don't know. Did he also have Crohn's, colitis? I don't know. But Yirmiyahu Anavi was not referring to a physical malady or a physically diagnosed illness. Yirmiyahu Anavi is the prophet who lived and prophesied, who predicted and anticipated the Churban. Now, in the midst of the 9 days, in the midst of Shem Mashiach will come, we won't observe Tisha B'Av, but this is the time we're focused on mourning and grieving the Churban. Yirmiyahu, as he anticipated the Churban that was going to take place, the destruction and the devastation and the loss and the exile from being in the presence of Hashem, he was literally sick over it. He became sick, so sick that in fact he turned to Hashem and he said, Rafaini, heal me. V'nei Rafa, only then can I be healed. He was sick and distraught, and he asked Hashem to be strengthened. Now what's interesting is, when we think of this bracha, Rafaino, the eighth bracha, we think of people we know, God forbid maybe even ourselves, who need a recovery, who need a refuah shleima, speedy and complete and painless recovery. But the original source of this, of these words, Yirmiyahu Navi, was not talking about a physical malady. It was a physical malady that came about, that was brought about by a broken heart, by a spiritual pain, by needing Hashem in order to be healed, which is very instructive as to what this bracha really is all about. Spiritual healing, and therefore it's about spiritual healing. Now we understand why it follows the previous bracha. Seventh bracha is Reina V'Anyenu. Hashem, see our struggle, our pain, our suffering, and redeem the piece of us that's in captivity. Redeem us to be our best selves. Redeem us to live our best lives. Redeem us to realize our potential. Redeem us to be on our mission. And after we're able to say, redeem the piece of ourselves that's captive, that's suffering, redeem us, release us, let us realize who we're meant to be, now we continue with Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafei. Not only redeem us means not collectively, nationally, but redeem us means individually and personally. So healing is a spiritual healing. It's a spiritual release. It's a spiritual recovery. The Rambam writes in the second chapter of Hilchos Deos, the Rambam describes that many of the physical maladies that people suffer, the physical diagnoses and illnesses that we have, not to say they're psychosomatic, they're not imagined, but they're brought about by an imbalance in our emotional or spiritual well-being. When we are emotionally or spiritually ill or compromised, imbalanced, it manifests, it expresses itself in a very physical way. And therefore, one of the ways to treat, Mai takanos chole anafashos, writes the Rambam, Yelcho itzal chacham shem rofe anafashos, v'irapu chal yam b'deos, shemalam demo samad she'achzorem l'derach tova. One of the ways sometimes to treat the physical manifestation of illness is to figure out the stress, the anxiety. We're understanding these things now more than ever, that there is something spiritually or emotionally off, mentally off, that is manifesting or expressing. So that's really what this bracha is about, evidence from its origin, which is Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who suffered from the anticipation of the Churban and said, Hashem, heal me, and only then can I be healed. We'll continue to express what this means.